Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It was the first of a home doubleheader as the Clan took on Cardiff Devils. However, it was disappointment as the Devils won the game 1-0 in overtime. The goal from Guillaume Doucette finding the opening and doing enough to take the points for the Wales side. It was a tight first period played out. Both sides just couldn't find a way to breach each other's rear guard. Chances from Chris Bruton and Thomas Nesbitt were close. We're as close as you can get, in fact. The Clan and Devils went in level after 20 minutes. Chances in the second period, but again it remained blank despite Joey Martin and Guillaume Doucette testing Chris Holt in Clan's goal. Stephen Meyer forced Cardiff goalie Ben Bounds into a save at his post, followed by a point-blank stop from Matt Keith almost immediately after. Then that was it, nothing in the way of chances. Again, a very tight third period. But unfortunately for Clan, Guillaume Doucette came up with a goal in overtime, finding the opening. Mark Richardson's shot came off Chris Holt, the opening at the near post. Doucette forcing the puck over the line. Cardiff take the points in Glasgow. We'll get reaction in just a minute. Ben Davis, a 1-0 defeat to your hometown team, Cardiff Devils, tonight. How hard is that to take right now?
Yeah, it was very hard, especially the type of game that it was. Everyone was battling, and it was a very defensive-sided game, so everyone's working on blocking shots, doing whatever they can, and I'm pretty good. Like, I had quite a few chances to score, and I can't have that many chances and not put any away, so I'm really good.
Is it one of those nights where in any other night you probably could have scored maybe two or three of those?
I feel like, yeah, I should have scored at least three, I feel, myself. So, yeah, I'm very disappointed with that. So,
is it one of those ones you found Bouncy on a good night?
Yeah, he was definitely doing whatever he could to save shots. I mean, I know Bouncy well, and he's a very, very good goalie. Like, you won't hear me saying anything bad about him, so he's a very good goalie. But I think it's just, I don't know, bounces went his way a little, I feel as well. So,
I mean, at 1-0, you know, going all the way into overtime, the game could have gone either way. Was that the feeling for you guys out of the ice as well?
Yeah, definitely. Overtime's kind of a crapshoot. Okay? Either team can score at what time. It's an open game, and they just got to the rebound quick, and that's the game.
Were you hoping for any kind of hangover from them? They lost in Edinburgh last night in overtime as well.
No, we know what type of team they are, so they're always going to battle hard, and we just knew it was going to be that type of game, and I feel like we played very well defensively tonight, and obviously helped our Halsey, and Halsey had an outstanding game, so that's a positive to go from tonight. So.
Another positive, you get a point from this game as well. You take that into Edinburgh tomorrow. You'll be keen to redress the balance on that one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, should be. Yeah, I'm excited to redo mistakes for tomorrow. No, yeah, so for sure.
Thanks so much, Ben.
No problem. Thanks.
Clan defenceman Scott Arson with me now. Scott, another overtime defeat. What is it about overtime and penalty shots? That's 6 out of 7 now. You can't seem to get the win on them.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I guess it's just the way it goes. And I thought we played a really solid game, a really good 60 minutes. And even in the overtime, we had some chances. And they come down and score and end the game. And I just feel that's the way it's been going for us this year, and especially in extra time and penalty shots and stuff like that. But you know what? I think it's just sometimes, you know, a bounce here, a bounce there. I mean, play a good 60-plus minutes, and, you know, we don't even get one past them. But, you know, we just got to go back to work tomorrow and put that one behind us.
It just looked like the kind of game where it was fine margins all the way through. Was that how it felt for you guys out there?
Yeah, it was a pretty tight game, and both sides didn't really give too much, and when there were chances, there were some good chances, but I mean, it was a pretty even game all the way around in terms of power plays, penalty kills, and you know, possession and stuff like that. But you know what, I thought we played a pretty good 60 plus minutes, and sometimes you don't always get the result you want.
You've got Edinburgh coming here tomorrow, a chance to redress the balance so quickly.
Oh, for sure. And being at home again, we don't lose two in a row like we say at home, and that's our goal, to not lose at all at home. So it'll be good for us to get back at it tomorrow and put this one behind us really quickly and not have to sit and think about it for a week. And I think the guys will be hungry and we'll be eager to go again and, you know, come out fast, come out hard, and put another good 60 minutes in and get the result, get the 2 points.
How beneficial is it having two games at home this week?
It's really nice, and you know, in terms of traveling, and not only that, but getting to play in front of our own fans and getting an extra boost of energy and momentum. It's a big plus, and it can be an X factor in a lot of tight games. And you know, traveling for the first month and a half or so, it's nice to get these weekends where we play two home games. And, you know, if we can come back tomorrow and get 2 points, we got to take advantage of these two home game weekends. And 3 out of 4 is still a pretty good weekend. And if you do that every weekend, you're gonna have a really good season. So we just got to look forward to tomorrow and come ready and hungry to play.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
And that'll do for Clan Radio tonight. My thanks to Scott Arson and Ben Davis for their time on a night when Brayhead Clan lost in overtime, 1-0 to Cardiff Devils. Well, the Clan are back at Brayhead Arena tomorrow, that's Sunday, to take on the Edinburgh Capitals. That's the 5th of December. The tickets are now on sale via Ticketmaster by calling 0844-499-1700 or get them direct at the Brayhead Arena box office. That's Brayhead Clan versus Edinburgh Capitals tomorrow. That's Sunday, the 5th of December. That's a 6 o'clock face-off. The tickets are on sale now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844-499-1700 or direct at the Brayhead Arena box office. Keep up to date with the latest news on Brayhead Clan on the website brayheadclan.com, like our official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. That's all for this edition of Clan Radio for now, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'll be back tomorrow and I'll talk to you then. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.